That of which I speak of moving toward higher realization and experience and becoming of a larger being is remembering what one exists as, and remembering again what one is more truly. And in the growing of that is the unfolding of work or effort and corresponding abilities that one can learn and enhance and improve and are guided toward and are assisted by other beings as part of yourself. And it's done to accomplish that moving forward to the greater realization of one being and bring forward that harmony, joy, peace, and love within the realms that one dwells. Now, I'm going to give an example, which obviously is imperfect, but perhaps it will convey a taste or two of the feeling of this. Let's say that you as a person had the intention to play a beautiful piece of music, and that you were aware that you needed to use an instrument for that purpose. And further, you needed to create that instrument. And then you needed to play it. And in the course of this, you become aware of different parts of your body that you needed to use for the construction and tuning and then the playing of this instrument. You would use your ears for hearing, your hands, your right hand and your left hand for construction, and later for playing. And each one would have different purposes, different functions in the use of playing it. Let's call it a zither, for example, or a violin, or a piano. It makes no difference what it is. You might use your mouth in a horn instrument, in an instrument calling for air, and incorporate that. You use your foot for the tapping out of rhythm. One foot for one basic, larger rhythm, a beat, and the other one foot for another rhythm, a smaller, shorter, faster rhythm within that. And let's say that as you did this and your intention was to create and play this one instrument, in the larger sense, it was to create music, create a musical sound and feeling and experience that you could convey. And then as you did this, you lost consciousness or lost awareness of yourself as being the overall guiding being for your parts to work. That is, you got so immersed in this work that you forgot even your intention for creating this music. You forgot your reason for being, reason for doing this. And in the course of this, you got so immersed in the little aspects of the work that you forgot even the relationship of your body parts one to another. That is, you weren't controlling and consciously utilizing and fulfilling all the functions of the ears, the eyes, the hearing, the seeing, the breath, the right hand, left hand, so on and so forth, but rather each one of these things you were identifying with and they were becoming independent workers, so to speak, And so the right hand did forget about what the left hand was doing. And the hearing felt, well, I am listening. My job is to listen. And so this is what I do. And became identified and identified only with that listening process. And in the course of that, forgot its relation to the other parts of the body, that is, the listening being only one small portion or part of the greater work, your greater effort. And further, that all of the different parts that you identify with now as yourself forgot your larger intention. And so you had, if you can imagine, your right hand and that acting somewhat independently, having its own will, and further, each of the fingers extending further, considering itself as the one that actually did the work. It wouldn't be until the fingers let go of their own identity, identification as separate and as being the I all and the be all to everything, that they could grow to working together as part of the hand. And then it wouldn't be until, if you're identifying as the hand, as the work, the right hand, it wouldn't be until you let go of that limited identification that you would recognize and feel that your arm, that right arm, which you felt was separate from you and having a different kind of work, you recognize it as part of yourself, and then the left hand also recognizing the task and becoming aware that it too was one with you, and then you would have to learn how to harmonize the two together. And then to go further, you would have to give up yourself as being separate, which means you would no longer identify yourself as being the left hand or the right hand in order to grow to be both hands. And then further, as you became aware of yourself, you got inklings and glimpses and feelings that you were more than just the little fingers or the right hand and the left hand, you would willingly yield, and through self denial, that is, denial of self as separate and lesser, seek to embrace that which was greater than what you identified as yourself of the two hands, and you begin to remember yourself as part of a larger body. And as you did this, you would become aware of inklings and unfoldings of how your relationship in doing things, that your right hand and your left hand were to work together. This was more of your greater intention. And you'd feel this more. And then you would become aware, perhaps, of your ears and the hearing aspect and the right foot and the left foot. And each time you did this, you would be letting go of yourself, letting go of what you are identifying yourself as being, your body. Your perspective would increase, and there would be a taste and feeling and a remembrance and inclusion of yourself as being even greater than this. And this is embraced then through the desire to let go of oneself, to become oneself. It is the feeling of that unity that exists within your own being. And what, as you grew further, you would find that sense and feeling and inkling of your remembrance of being greater than what you were. And in order to actually reach that and become of that, then you would have to pay attention to that and let that grow and form more, become more real to you, and you'd have to let go of your identification as being lesser and separate still, and the more you grew, the more again you would have to let go of in order to take that next step and grow further. And as you did this, you'd also become more aware of why your left hand and right hand were working together and why the relationship of your hearing and seeing were of great value, and further that you would begin to value all of these as part of yourself, part of the one being and body that existed, and you would start to get more and more inklings and feelings and senses of purpose of why you were working with this. And as you grew more and more within this larger being of what you were, there would be perhaps other folks, other beings who you would then recognize as part of the process and part of those who were working together on the path to remembrance. And they would assist you and help you through various tools and means to make those next steps toward remembering again what you were doing. And as you went further, you would actually find that these were part of yourself also, but that's the getting ahead of ourselves in this story a little bit. And then as you grew within the framework and perspective of your own being, you would let go again of the identification of yourself as separate and as the parts, and eventually feel again as though you were coming home, returning, unifying yourself in a larger perspective, and you become again your body, that one body, and then your purpose unfolds more as your understanding of why you've been learning things with your right hand and why you've been developing your hearing and the abilities of your left foot to tap out time, but you wouldn't be identifying with that lesser part. You would be identifying more of the body and the being that you are, and then more of the purpose and understanding and feeling of your reason for being and what you are attempting to create, which was music in the first place, and then using these forms, these tools of your parts of your body, your limbs, and your organs as means to express would come back to you. And then you would find a more correct relationship between these tools and abilities and means of expression. And you would include them, and they would be part of yourself, and you would understand again and feel again your purpose for doing and being, and then you would find that the music, as you would start to, you'd have the opportunity again to unfold and play the music that was your intention, and you'd be able to do it from the point of view, from the realization, from the experience of unity of a complete person. And then if you needed to play several different instruments and parts, and the music you were playing was part of a larger symphony or a larger series of movements or a larger, larger group of tunes of a musical program, then you would find that you would grow to include that also, and you would have to do this in some sort of order, so that you, because you couldn't do them all at once, and you might have to learn how to sight read music, or learn in a different way, or learn a different scale, or be able to play in different keys, or expand the range of your playing of your instrument, or include another instrument within this in order to accomplish a greater goal. And all these steps and stages would unfold within you as you went further. Well, it's the desire to place yourself toward the remembrance of your being and as real, as experiencing oneself as complete again, being able to use the tools of expression and the eyes and the ears, those tools of perception to look back upon yourself at the same time as you experienced yourself from the larger being, and then to express that music that you desire to have within yourself, bring into the world. And it's the desire to remember again what you already are and what already exists, and of which your smaller perspective is a part. It's not so much that you are, when you're the perspective of the finger or the right hand, that you're learning something new and you're gaining all these new skills and your ability of letting go of the identification using of yourself as a finger or hand or arm, whatever is the practice or means, is so important. It isn't this that you're doing and gaining and growing toward and learning, because it's the separate relationship, but rather it's the letting go of your identification as that which is separate and becoming again that which is whole, remembering again that which one is. And the point of the process all comes down to some very simple things. While there are many thousands of practices and approaches, and while there are many great teachings and great teachers, and the paths and the religions and the teachings have come out of the means of assisting people to make steps in this remembrance, all of them point toward that one unity, that one being, that one remembrance, the letting go of oneself as separate, the attunement of one's heart and breath and becoming again. And the giving away of oneself is accomplished more when one is attuning toward the highest of what one perceives and loves this. It's love that carries oneself. What you love, you become. What you place your attention on, you become. You recite the names, you recite the phrases. Why? To assist in placing your attention on this ideal, this beloved, giving yourself toward this. The letting go of separateness is the function of attunement toward something, the focus upon something. What you place your attention upon, you become. Where you place your attention, you are. Where you will place your heart and breath, you grow to, and that is what is conveyed toward you. And all the other means are the steps toward this remembrance and this re-becoming. And so within the realm of the teaching and the guidance, it's one of the reawakening. And there are few people who really seek to remember again what one truly is, and who seek the methods and of assistance of that guidance, which comes through many people and many beings who know within this world, within this realm, and also the assistance of those who wish to help and are drawn to help from other realms. There are few who seek to go through the experiences of that are needed in this letting go and the focus and the remaking of oneself and the remembering of oneself and the replacing of oneself toward the re-becoming of what one exists, because it's not always that easy, although it's the easiest thing in the world from another perspective. There's nothing that needs to be done, only let go of the differences and separateness that veil oneself from what one already is and knows and feels and experiences. It's the means of this that become the path. And the way is opened when the heart and intention, the real true desire of oneself, of a person and being, is to remember again, to become part of oneself again. And the means that cuts through through it all is the giving of oneself away and finding this through the activity of what is called service, giving, doing what's needed to be done, when it's needed to be done, as it's needed to be done, not seeking the personal return. Because when you love, when you live and do what's needed, you're putting your attention away from yourself as lesser, identification as separate, identification as a part of the hand, as a finger, as an arm, as a left arm, as a right arm, as the ears, as the eyes, and placing yourself toward the highest of what you can conceive, and loving and moving toward this, placing your work and effort and your activity toward the highest of what is unfolded to you, those inklings of guidance and feeling, the sense of what to do, rather than personal desires of accomplishment within the world or aversions, these limitations which you aren't going to be able to take with you anyway, but are so formed within the society. It's the desire to place yourself toward the highest that exists and the means of love, of giving your attention, your breath, your heart to the highest, what you can conceive, points you toward actually growing and remembering and becoming. And the means of activity to do, to attempt to discern, to feel, to sense, to open that way for that reception of learning how to connect to and feel to and become of that one teaching, that one expression that exists, and then give and do within the realm of your own life to whatever extent that you can. This is the way that's called service, called giving, called doing, called surrender of self. But in reality, it's a giving yourself for the opportunity to grow again toward yourself and become again. It's the opportunity to play the music that you desire and you have desired to within this world but forgotten about, to play the instrument and to become of this being again, in the course of which you grow toward it and you grow to it. And the help that's given within this world from people who know, or through people who know, is real guidance and assistance. And as one goes further, one grows to the recognition and the awareness and the perception of other beings in the finer levels and planes. And one grows toward the greater work, toward a larger effort. It's remembering again of the instrument that one is playing, and becoming part of this, one body, one being, one effort. And the unfolding that takes place as a result of this is then getting an understanding of what to do in the world and why you're acting and living within the world, and the correlation of the various activities, just as the correlation of the right hand, the left hand, the use of the instrument to play the music. You become aware of the symphony. You become aware of all the different tunes that exists that you wish to record in this record of life, and you become aware of it as part of yourself. This is the re-becoming, the remembering, and the means are the various paths and the teachings and the tools, maybe the practices and are the practices, and are the efforts and are the attempts at service and giving, but all of these are the outer, looking forward, looking within, seeking to regain again that which you are. In reality, it's the tuning of your heart and breath to the highest that you can perceive and that you have inklings of remembering, and this becomes you. The highest that you feel and experience within the realm and that you taste through meditation, through practices of remembrance, you grow toward these and become of these, and these become your base, and as you do, they no longer are the aspirations. You let go of these steps and grow again to remembrance of becoming. And when that unity is taking place and your identification shifts, and you're dwelling in that harmony and that love, that joy, that peace that encompasses all, when you move and include yourself higher than the realms of separateness, which include the various teachings, the religions, the past, then you've entered the way of life. It's this remembering that one becomes to again. And then the work that unfolds, the effort that unfolds, is in accordance with what is needed. Just as you, in playing an instrument, and your intention is to convey music, and your intention is to use your various parts of your body to play several different musical instruments, and use it as the means to express several different songs, within the recording of the CD or the record or whatever it happens to be, or the live performance. So you take on the order and the practice and the learning of the specifics as are needed to accomplish that goal, and they become a step-by-step method, step-by-step routines of what is needed to accomplish the goal of the music and the record, the recording, or the performance. So too, to become aware of and part of the greater work and effort of expressing toward the world through yourself as a body and being, which includes your mind, your heart, your breath, and all of this forms your spiritual body, your spiritual form, your physical body, which will, as clothing that will give away and will wear out, and yourself as the unity of including more beings as part of yourself. You include this as the expression of that love and harmony, that joy that exists in remembering and re-becoming aware of yourself as the greater, and the transforming of the lesser, that which is not in harmony, not in balance, growing this back to oneself, and then you become part of the greater work, and you express it through this world, through this body that you have, through the mind that you have, through the breath that you have, the heart that you have, expanding even greater to do what's needed to do, step by step to help bring it forward, and you are part of all these other beings at the same time, and you feel it, you perceive it, you know it, you sense it, you're connected to it, and this is the remembrance that takes place through the giving away of oneself as lesser, and embracing the highest, letting go of self-identification as separate, placing yourself toward the work the highest that you can, the intention of becoming again, rather than just fulfilling the life in this world and saying, I'm happy because I make money, or I have a good home, or a good wife, or a good husband, or a good job, or I'm not doing any of these things, and playing and riding a boat around the world, climbing mountains, all these are wonderful, but they are all limited, and all the identification of oneself as lesser keeps one from remembering and becoming again as what one is. So this is the way, and within these realms are the levels of work and effort, and these consciousnesses one can grow to again, and one can place oneself toward, and as they unfold, one becomes part of this greater work, this is taking place. So as you put yourself toward this, you know, you're aware of it, and you're free of the lesser. You reach that becoming again to what your real intention is in this world. In harmony, love, unity, being, and you're not subject to the demands and the foibles and the limitations of the lesser. For from the greater perspective, if you were to consider yourself a large being which included your little finger and included your body as your clothes, when you took off your clothing, you would still exist and be free, and you would not be limited, and it wouldn't be disruptive to you. You'd be going on without that. And these forms of life are in the same manner. But if you were identifying as the little finger or the hand, and it got covered up in the darkness of a sheet or a box placed on it, oh, it would be woe. And this is the trouble from the perspective of separateness. So you don't have to be larger. You are that. Will you remember and grow to this again? Yes. There are few who seek to go through the dying before you die. The living again is what you are within this realm, because it takes that remembrance, and for many practical purposes, is the turning around of one's life completely in terms of what is valuable and what one does, and one learns again how to operate on many different levels, through many different means and spheres, and letting oneself go as separate. This is part of the effort of recovery of oneself, of remembering of oneself. And the work is, the greater work is the unfolding again toward that which exists and the purpose of the greater of which you are. Remembering again, rejoining again, becoming part of it again, and the unfolding of the tools and abilities and functions and awareness that is part of yourself. And you do this by placing yourself toward the highest that exists and loving this, forgetting yourself as separate, remembering and attempting to serve and give and do what you're guided to do, until finally you become of this, and it becomes of you, and it becomes so natural, nothing else would suffice. You don't even think about it any longer as something to grow toward, but rather you just do and live. This is becoming again. This is carrying water in the Zen tradition.